The government will formally kick off tax reform talks early next month with the release of a discussion paper from Treasury. Debate is already underway over the key issues, with the Australian Council of Social Services the latest to weigh in on fairness, as Louise Creeley reports.
Tax, it's inevitable, but just how fair is our system? The Australian Council of Social Services believes it could be better, more progressive, more equitable. Dr. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO.
The combined effect of the level of tax you pay on your income and your salaries with the tax that you're paying through the GST means that overall most people are contributing around 24 to 28%.
Next month, the federal government is expected to start the process towards a tax reform white paper. ACOS has called for changes to include scrapping loopholes and some concessions that only benefit the wealthy.
Embedded within the current tax rules on superannuation, the policy around negative gearing and capital gains, and also discretionary trusts. There was an original policy idea behind it, but over time what we can see, for example, in superannuation, is that it's allowing people to churn income through superannuation without accumulating any more equity in their superannuation, but to minimise their tax bill.
And Dr. Goldie says the debate should move away from any increases to the GST.
The GST operates in a regressive way. In other words, when you are on a low income, you're contributing proportionately more, 7%, through the GST as a proportion of your overall income, compared to people on higher incomes who are contributing just 3%.
Robert Jeremenko, a senior tax counsel at the Tax Institute, warns cutting the figures down to percentages can often present an inaccurate picture.
The fact is that in terms of the amount of money, the amount of tax paid by higher income earners, however you cut it, is much greater than lower income earners.
Mr. Jeremenko welcomes the ACOS report as an important contribution to the debate, but doesn't agree with its push to increase income tax over the GST.
Now that flies in the face of what the recent Treasury Secretary Martin Parkinson has been arguing, and the government has been arguing quite strongly, that without changing the tax mix and changing it away from relying so much on personal income taxes, an Australian on average income will soon be pushed into the second top tax bracket of 39%.
Robert Jeremenko, a senior tax counsel at the Tax Institute, ending that report by Louise Creeley.